Hello. When I read the gift I was asked to speak about, the gift of freedom, one of the first things that came to my mind was Mel Gibson riding on a horse as William Wallace in the film Braveheart and shouting, "They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom." The Cambridge Dictionary defines freedom as a condition or right of being able or allowed to do, say, think, etc., whatever you want to, without being controlled or limited. It could be described that there are three types of freedom. Freedom from, for example, constraints of society. Freedom to do what we want. And freedom to be who we're meant to be. Another general definition of freedom is living your life, doing what you want. In current popular thinking, freedom is understood to be the capacity to do whatever one pleases without moral or physical restraints. As Christians, we know that true freedom is to be found only in relationship with Jesus Christ. John 8, verse 36 says, "So if the Son, meaning Jesus, sets you free, you will be free indeed." The quest for freedom is a theme found throughout the Bible, right from Genesis at the start to the book of Revelation at the end. God initially created human beings to be free, but it only takes three chapters before we see Adam and Eve giving up their right to freedom by deciding to rebel against God and eat the apple from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The freedom that God created was gone. Throughout the Old Testament of the Bible, time and again, God's people lost their physical freedom as different kings overtook them. This was often tied to their spiritual disobedience of worshipping false gods. The one true God, in his love and compassion, forgave his people repeatedly and rescued them. When God freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, it was a foreshadowing of the arrival of Jesus coming as a baby at Christmas time, as he came to free humanity from sin and restore us back to God and our true freedom. Today, many people can be living in spiritual slavery without realising it. People can often chase the false gods of money, fame and love as examples, only to find an emptiness remains that those things do not fill. Jesus came as a baby at Christmas time as God's rescue mission. Before Jesus came, his people lived under the law, a rigid set of rules to please God. But no one could fulfill the law on their own, which is why Jesus came. Through living a perfect life and then dying in our place and being resurrected, Jesus fulfilled the law and setting believers free from the law of sin and death. Galatians 5 verse 1 states, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." God's laws are now written in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and we're free to follow and serve Jesus in ways that please and glorify him. This is Christian freedom. When Jesus was a grown man and started his ministry, he announced he was the one that God's people have been waiting for since the very start in the Garden of Eden, when man chose to rebel against God. He did this by reading a particular passage from the book of Isaiah, a passage his listeners knew was referring to the Messiah or Saviour of the world. The words were written hundreds of years ago and spoke of a new freedom that was coming. When Jesus read this passage, he was saying the freedom has now come through him. The passage is, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. The core message is this: Jesus, who came to earth as a baby at Christmas time, rescued us from the slavery of sin and offers true freedom both now and forever. God does not force his truth and grace upon us, but gently asks us to respond. As it says in the book of Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." God respects our freedom so much that he allows us to choose whether to accept him or turn away from him. The good news is that faith in Jesus frees us from the separation from God that we deserve for our sin. Christians still battle with sin, but we're no longer enslaved by it. Thus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christians can be set free from the bondage of greed, pride, addiction, and other sins. True freedom starts by acknowledging our brokenness and admitting to the wrongs we have done when we were slaves to sin, and ends with choosing Jesus and following him daily. Only he can break the bonds of slavery and lead us to true freedom now and forever. Freedom is a gift from God, because we cannot liberate ourselves without him. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This is true freedom. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, at Christmas time to be born as a baby and live a perfect life to be able to rescue us from sin and restore us back to you. I pray this Christmas time we may know the true freedom that comes only from knowing you and being in a relationship with you. Amen. Happy Christmas, everyone.